It's time for our Barnsdall Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with head coach of the Barnsdall Panthers, Kylie Sweeney. Barnsdall 1-0, got a 0-week victory this past Friday, 54-24, all over Yale, 30-point win. Barnsdall getting set for a week one matchup this Friday against Caney Valley. And Coach Sweeney, before we get into Caney Valley, let's talk about that win over Yale just a little bit. If you could recap it for us, give us the highlights.
Offensively, we had a pretty good game. James Cole was 8-9 passing for 180 yards and two touchdowns. He also had 30 yards on the ground and a touchdown rushing. Overall, our running backs, we carried the ball roughly around 30 times for over 300 yards, so we had over 10 yards of carry. Michael Marin ran for 90 yards. Joe Smith ran for 83. And Joe Cole ran for 81 in the game. So they did a great job. Jacob Kelly had 70 yards receiving in the touchdown, and I think it was Paul Schmidt had 60 in the touchdown receiving.
So 54-24, you're over, and I guess you're obviously pleased with the offense, defense. How did you feel about the performance as a whole, just looking
defensively,
back?
I thought we did pretty well. They caught us. Yale's running an offense where they do a lot of misdirection. They caught us on four big, pretty much, plays, two against our ones, two against our second string later in the game, on a double handoff, where they'll hand off one, go one way, they come right back and pull guard and some misdirection. They caught us a couple times on that, so we gave up a little bit more rushing than I know my defensive coordinator, Wade Quarter, would like. And that's what we kind of talked to our guys on film. But overall, I was pretty pleased. We didn't give up. I think we gave up like 14 yards passing in the game total. And said secondary played really well defensively, got to make a little bit more tackles, but overall I was pleased. I thought our D-line played pretty well. We just got caught, you know, a little bit misdirection, and very few teams will run into actually run an offense similar to what Yale had, but overall I was pretty pleased.
Now looking forward to Caney Valley on Friday, you guys are down in Ramona for that ball game. Mentioned it's kind of a rivalry one for you all, but I think maybe something that's more in the back of your mind is that that's an improved program under head coach Stephen Mitchell, somebody that's been getting better the last couple of years. I know that the Trojans have had their struggles on the football field, but won a few games at the end of last season, and I know that Caney Valley is looking to have an even better 2017.
Yeah. Coach Mitchell's done a pretty good job. I know last year we were in pass league together. I know he's trying to really work and improve. They've got a quarterback that's a pretty good little athlete that moved in, I think, from Bartlesville. Had to sit out last year from what I've kind of been told. But on the scrimmage tape, we've seen him against mounds, getting the open field. And he's pretty quick in the open field and like that. So we got to keep him contained. But overall, I know our kids are excited for the challenge after last year's game. I think we beat them here at home 34-0. And like I said, we bring back nine stars. So I know our kids are excited about this game and getting to go over there and play them and see how we do.
Keys for your guys on Saturday, or on Friday rather, what are you working on during the next few days in practice?
Keys defensively, we got to contain their quarterback. I know, like I said, he gets out in open field. That's when he made his plays in those scrimmages. And so we got to contain him. And they do a little like a, basically like a triple option out of the shotgun. They'll motion receiver. They'll fake the dive to the tailback. And then they'll run like an option look out of that. So we got to play assignment football, make sure, you know, who's got the quarterbacks on him, who's got the pitch man's on him, and just kind of handle business that way. Then offensively, he's down on blocks and execute our run game like we did last week.
Barnsdall head football coach Kylie Sweeney. Once again, Panthers 1-0 beat Yale by 30 points this past Friday on 0-week. Second game of the season, week one, coming up on Friday, as Barnsdall is going to be at Caney Valley for kind of a Northeast Oklahoma matchup up here in Washington and Osage counties. Coach Sweeney, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you this week.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it. Phone call.